the U.S. and many countries around the world, new fathers often have a difficult time taking paternity leave, even when paid leave is available. There are cultural norms about whose job it is to take care of a young child, and many men say they worry that taking paternity leave could hurt their career prospects. Our next guest recently wrote about new research that takes a closer look at that last point and that could shine a light on how to make paternity leave more common. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a dad who's taken or not taken paternity leave? What influenced your decision either way? How do you feel about the decision now? For anyone, why do you think it's important to encourage dads to take paternity leave? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Seema Jayachandran is an economics professor at Northwestern University. She wrote a piece on this topic for the New York Times. Seema, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. It's nice to be with you.
We'll get into the research you wrote about in just a minute. But first of all, big picture, how does the U.S. compare to some other so-called developed countries when it comes to paid time off for new dads?
The U.S. is definitely behind most of the other rich countries in the world in not having paid paternity leave for men. Some U.S. states, a handful of states, offer it. But at the federal level, we don't offer it. And that makes us stick out.
Okay, that's one piece of the puzzle. But as you write, and some other people have found this too, even when it is available, this paid paternity leave, men don't necessarily leap at the opportunity to take it. How common is that?
Yeah, no, it's very common. And that's why I wrote the piece, that there's increasing discussion about having paid paternity leave at the federal level. But that's just one piece of the puzzle. We also need to make sure men take it. So for example, in California, which was the first state to offer it, men take on average 5 days of paternity leave, whereas women take 6 weeks. So a lot of men don't take it. And when they take it, they just take a couple of days. And why is that? You know, it's what you said at the outset, that many are afraid that it will hurt their careers. They sort of wish they could take it, or not everyone, but a lot of them would want to take it. And there's a lot of research showing that it's really beneficial for the entire family if they do. But you know, the challenge is to, how do we get to a world in which men feel comfortable taking that paternity leave?
Talking to Seema Jayachandran from Northwestern University, economics professor there, looking at paternity leave for new dads and why, even when it's available, even when it's paid, they may be reluctant to take it. Why do you think that might be? 800-642-1234 to share your answer to that question. Maybe your own experience in your family. 800-642-1234. Seema, take us to Norway now, please, because that looks like a pretty good place to study this kind of stuff, as you write.
Yeah, so some of the best evidence we have on what happens when men take paternity leave is from Norway, partly because it's more generous there. But they also had a big change in 1993 where they went from some optional paternity leave for men, where either the mother or the father could use it, to use it or lose it 4 weeks for the dad. And that made a big difference. There's a big jump in the number of dads who took it. And that's useful for researchers because they can compare the dads who were in the world who had kids when the policy was generous versus when it wasn't. And unfortunately, that research confirms what men fear, that there is an earnings loss when they take paternity leave. And that's puzzling because, you know, the 4 weeks is not a lot of time. So one of the reasons, say, when you might think you have an earnings hit is because you forgot things, you know, your skills became rusty when you were away, but this is only 4 weeks. And so there's a new study that I thought was worth highlighting that does something quite clever. They looked at whether a man went on paternity leave and his competitors at work were going on leave at the same time. So other men in his group who were about his same stage in his career, did they go ahead and take paternity leave? And what they found was that men's earnings are only hurt if their competitors at work don't take leave. If everybody in sync was taking paternity leave, then there's no career hit. And so that's, you know, that's kind of interesting because you have to then say, what is the explanation for why what other people are doing affects whether I'm I'm affected if I take leave. And, you know, one explanation would be stigma, that there's some sort of stigma. And if we all did it, then the stigma would go away. I think that is a factor, certainly in the US and probably in Norway. In this case, it really mattered whether it was your very close competitor. So it's really an issue of, you know, you're just away from the office for a few days, a few weeks, and you miss out on the deal flow when there's a new opportunity, or maybe the boss is thinking about who's doing well. And that small difference can tip who gets promoted, you know, if there's an opening for a management position. And so strangely, these small differences, it's not that you're really less productive to your company. It's just that we've created a culture in many offices where if you're away for a couple of days, then that could set you back. And so kind of the why I think that's important is the logic of it would say that, you know, if we can only get all men to take paternity leave, then the downside for any one of them would evaporate. So we're in this world where many men would like to be taking it, but they're afraid to take it. If we can get them to coordinate and all take it, it would be they'd be happier to have more time with their families, and they wouldn't have a career penalty from it anymore.
So what's going on? If I'm a guy and I take this family leave, then the vultures at my office are swooping in and grabbing that promotion while I'm looking the other way. That's basically what's happening, or maybe happening here.
Yeah, and that makes it sound so.
I hate those guys.
Yeah, no, exactly. It sounds so cutthroat, and we don't think, you know, who we like our colleagues. They're not our competitors. But unfortunately, there is something zero sum in workplaces. I think a promotion is a good example where you have two people, you know, they're collaborating, but there's a pyramid at work and there's only one opening to move up and become a more senior position. And so that other person doesn't necessarily have to be gunning it to try to, you know, being gleeful about taking a promotion away from you, but just by being there more days of the week, they're have more face time with the boss, and that might put them over the top. And so it's sort of a shame that this small, what seems like a small difference of like being away for 2 weeks or 3 weeks can magnify into something that, you know, can last, can affect careers, you know, 5-6 years later. And you know, but unfortunately we sometimes we're collaborating with people, but sometimes there isn't room for everybody to move up the ranks. And so one of the interesting, you know, findings is that when companies are fast growing, then you, just in general, there seems to be less of an earnings hit for men who take leave. You know, so in the sense that in say a fast growing tech company, it's growing so fast that everybody can get promoted. You know, it's just hiring and hiring and hiring. So in those cases, you actually don't see some of the same patterns that you see in the rest of the economy. So I don't think the lesson is, you know, we need to kind of make all companies be growing 20% a year, but I think we need to think about how can we shift to this world where everyone's taking paternity leave and therefore the fears men have become obsolete.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234 with her thoughts on this issue and maybe experiences too. Let's go to Ben in La Crosse. Ben, hi.
Hi. So I had the opportunity, I have a 6-month-old now, and I had the opportunity to take paternity leave, which my fiance ended up going through some postpartum, that having me being able to be there to take up that slack to ease things for was such a big help for us. That, yeah, it was one of those shorter, it was 4 weeks, but it made a world of difference for us. And, you know, that mental health side, not just for me to have that bonding time, but for her, was just immeasurably helpful.
Well, Ben, two things. A, congratulations. And B, did you feel this worry that we're hearing about that it might set your career back a little bit if you're out of time? Somebody else is going to get, I don't know, the raise or the what opportunity or whatever. Or you didn't feel like you were looking at over your shoulder. What do you think?
In the field that I'm working in, which I'm a radiologic technologist, it's a group thing that I never felt anything like that, but there was no promotion up at the time or anything like that for like their lead tech. So there was no concern of that. I didn't feel
Awesome. Ben, thank you so much for sharing that story. And Seema, we heard about the value, the emotional value that Ben saw in having that opportunity, something you referred to right at the outset.
Yeah, no, exactly. There are so many benefits to men, to children, to their the wives or partners from taking paternity leave. Ben talked about one, and there's actually research showing that in Sweden, that women's health is better if their partner was eligible for paternity leave, you know, for postpartum depression, even infections. Like, so someone's noticing that you have a health problem, making sure you get the help you need, whether that's postpartum depression or physical health. So just on that very basics of women's recovery from childbirth. But there are also longer term benefits of Ben mentioned bonding. You know, years later, kids and dads report having closer relationships. It equalizes the division of labor at home. So it helps women's careers if the fathers have taken on a bigger role at home. So there's just a lot of evidence that, you know, consistent with Ben's experience, that this is good for the entire family.
Thanks for calling in, Ben. We're talking to Seema Jayachandran. She's an economics professor at Northwestern University. She's with us today to talk about how to get more men in the U.S. to take paternity leave. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your thoughts on this, maybe your own experience. Have you been able to take family leave as a new dad? Was it difficult for you? Maybe it wasn't paid, so it wasn't even on the table for you. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk about paternity leave and why many fathers don't take it even when paid time off is available. Seema Jayachandran is with us from Northwestern University, and you can join in with your questions, thoughts, and or experiences at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. John is with us in Monroe. John, hi.
Hi, guys. I was just calling to give my experience. The previous caller answered part of the question that I had. My experience, I did have it offered. I did take advantage of it. It lasted about a week. And, you know, that was long enough to, we had two normal, healthy children, normal births. So I was off about a week and helped my wife get settled and everything at home. And then, you know, the last few days, I found boredom setting in, and I was very ready to go back to work. And so I was kind of going to ask, what would a man do for 6 or 12 weeks or whatever normal paternity leave would be for that entire duration? Because I really, you know, my wife kind of took care of the baby for the most part. I might have took a night shift or something here or there, but I didn't feel like it was a two-person job and was bored and very ready to go back to work after a week. So,
John, thanks for the call. Seema, one perspective there, antsiness to get back to work is driving at least one guy to be done with leave.
Yeah, no, and I think probably we will never reach a stage where men take as much family leave as women do. But I think some of the, you know, kind of longer paternity leaves create a shift in that those roles at home. So if it's usually the mom who's taking care of the kid, you know, obviously there are certain things like breastfeeding that women are going to do, but things like the diaper changes or kind of night duty. One of the things that happens with the longer leaves is those roles become more equal, and it maybe takes a few weeks to get into that habit. So it really becomes a normal routine. And what the research has found is that that has a long lasting effect. So it's not just during that, you know, say 4 weeks of paternity leave, it's even several years later that has just made it so that, you know, changing the kids or bathing the kids is becomes more of an equal role between dads and moms. And so that's it's a mindset shift. It's basically a change in the norm about who has the primary childcare responsibilities. And so the interesting thing is that paternity leave can be the impetus to create those broader changes in norms about men's role in raising their children.
John, thanks for that call. We'll go to Tim now in St. Germain. Tim, hello.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to let you know about my experience. It's not quite the same because it wasn't paternity leave, but it was leave for coronavirus. So it was the family leave. And what happened to me was I took the leave, and when it was time to come back, the company I worked for decided that, well, we were just going to lay you off now because you took the leave and you were the only one that took the leave. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Tim. Sorry about that experience. And for the family leave, Seema, I think that's got to be a nagging fear for a lot of men and women in the workforce that if I take this long leave, did I just demonstrate to my employer that they can live without me?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly what's holding a lot of men back, that the it's not just what I was mentioning earlier of you're not in the deal flow when there's a promotion opening. You're worried about what it's signaling to your employers about your commitment. And so it's, you know, kind of any man on his own, these fears are unfortunately rational. And the key is what kind of policies can the government put in place or can companies put in place so that that fear goes away, that, you know, it's not signaling something. It's so normal that why would you punish a man for taking a few weeks of paternity leave? It's if you had to fire all of them, you would have to fire your entire workforce. So if we got to, you know, 100% or 90% take up, then it wouldn't be a viable, you know, kind of response for a company to say, I'm going to fire that guy for taking paternity leave. And so I think that, you know, raises an interesting question of like, how do you switch this norm? And so I think you've seen some demonstration of CEOs of companies doing it to kind of set an example. So Alexis Ohanian at Reddit and Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook, they took several months of paternity leave. Obviously, they can financially afford it. But I think part of what they were trying to do is kind of set an example so that more of their employees would feel comfortable to do it. And, you know, you hope that it snowballs and then you go from it becoming the exception to becoming the rule that a month of paternity leave is totally normal.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Again, sorry to hear that happen to you. We're talking to Seema Jayachandran from Northwestern University, economics professor there, looking at paternity leave. Even when paid leave is available, a lot of guys don't take it. Talking about some of the reasons why. And Seema, something that's nagging at me through this whole discussion is, okay, if the guy who takes paternity leave is seeing sort of an opportunity cost, a missed opportunity maybe for promotion or whatever that hurts them in the long term, what about women who are already taking longer leave? What's that doing to them?
Yeah, no, I think that is exactly, some of the same things are happening, and women's leaves are longer. So some of it isn't just this, you know, competition in the workplace. It's that women, you know, if you're out of the labor market for a year or 6 months, maybe some of your skills aren't as sharp when you come back. But, you know, the strange irony is that when you make family leave eligible for men and women, and only women take it up, so take the states like California where women take 6 weeks and men take a few days, that can actually hurt the gender gaps in the labor market, because now women are away and all the things that you worry about that employers are punishing you, they happen exclusively to women and not to many men because they didn't take the leave. So one of the reasons to encourage paternity leave is to try to equalize things in the workplace so women aren't as disadvantaged. So, you know, I think that we would hope in some cases being eligible for generous maternity leave enables a woman to stay in the labor market, you know, allowed her to not make a trade-off and she could take time off and go back to work. But sometimes it can actually do the opposite. It could sort of hurt women's careers because it's just hardening these gender roles where, okay, so if the woman had took leave and the man didn't, now it just becomes more of her specialty to do childcare. So we saw this in the pandemic that women were out of the labor market much more. The unemployment spike was much more true for women because women took on that childcare role, and it was hard to have two parents working full time and having children at home. So part of the push for why I think it would be great to have more paternity leave is exactly because women suffer some of the same downsides we've been talking about, and that gap wouldn't be as big if paternity leave became more common.
And briefly, as you wrap up, Seema, a federal policy like Norway's might be a long way off. Do you see companies maybe taking the lead on this more and more and instituting their own policies on paternity leave?
Yeah, you know, President Biden has proposed in his American Families Plan 12 weeks of paternity leave and maternity leave, paid leave, not at the 100% replacement rate of your salary like in Norway, but, you know, at 2/3 or something like that. So we'll see, you know, if that comes about in the U.S. But in the meantime, you know, several companies are offering paid paternity leave. They're the exception rather than the rule. And I think, you know, I think there are lots of reasons you would benefit as a company from having an offering a benefit that your employees like. You can attract more people, but it's also hard if you think, okay, I'm going to lose my employees for a few weeks and my competitors aren't. So I think this is a case where the best approach is for states, like this, you know, more state legislatures to take this on, or ideally federal policy.
Seema, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
That's Seema Jayachandran. She's an economics professor at Northwestern University, joining us for a look at paid family leave for new dads.